Good afternoon. My name is Edras Carvajal, and today I'm going to talk about one of my master projects as a graduate student at NC State University, titled Development of Cortisone-Induced Tetraploid San Agustin Grass Line. San Agustin is a warm season grass that is distributed in the south of the United States, and it has been characterized for having shade tolerance, resistant to weed infestation, and when it is compared to other warm season grasses, it has a moderately low input. Also, it possesses coarse texture, and its poor adaptability to cold temperature has been limiting its distribution to the northern region of the transition zone. The best chromosome number of San Agustin is 9, with diploids, triploids, tetraploids, hexaploids, and aneuploids that have been reported. And most of the work done to improve population of San Agustin grass has been on the diploid germoplasm pool, but studies have found that it's on the polyploid germoplasm where most of the resistance to several biotic stresses are found. For example, on one hand, we have Raleigh, which is a cultivar released by the North Carolina State University in 1980, and it is a diploid plant with cold tolerance, but it has been reporting susceptibility to gray spot. On the other hand, we have PI-289-729, which is a polyploid plant with resistance to gray spot. So theoretically, crosses between diploids and polyploids can combine the best characteristic of both groups. However, polyploid breeding and generation of hybrids with different ploidy levels has been limited due to sterility issues related to unbalanced number of chromosomes. Polyploid breeding can be beneficial in plant breeding, especially in turf grass, because doubling the number of chromosomes, it increases the size of the cell, and as a consequence, the plant structures like leaves and stolons will be bigger as well. Another advantage of polyploid breeding has to do with sterility, and this is very important in turf grass because contamination is a big issue in golf courses and in salt production. In Bermuda grass, it is common to cross a diploid plant with a tetraploid plant to develop triploid sterile hybrids. And this model has an important impact on the evolution of the turf grass industry. In plant breeding, there are a lot of chemical agents that when they are exposed to plant material, they generate effects at the chromosome level. And colchicine is the most commonly used in turf grass. And this is what happened with colchicine. In a normal mitosis, during the prophase, the chromosomes pair up. During metaphase, they line up. And during the anaphase, the mitotic spindles pull apart the chromosomes forming two daughter cells. In mitosis, with the presence of colchicine, those mitotic spindles are not formed. So as a consequence, we have just one cell with a double number of chromosomes. Knowing what we already know about polyploid breeding and the creation of artificial polyploids, we wanted to do this on San Agustin grass with these three reasons. Perhaps we can generate useful phenotypical variation. And also, we will explore the possibility of using these lines as bridge lines for hybridization with other polyploids of interest. And also, we want to attempt to do sterile triploid lines of San Agustin grass. So this is just an overall view of the process we follow. We treated the seeds and we recovered the plants. So we wanted to see if there was any change, and we performed flow cytometry analysis and stomata measurements to see if there was any correlations between the cell size and the ploidy levels. And at the end, we confirmed those ploidy levels with chromosome count. So we took 90 seeds of cultivar Raleigh. That was for treatments, and it was divided in three replications, and we tried four different time exposures versus four different concentrations of colchicine. For flow cytometry analysis, because we had a lot of samples, We bulk them in four genotypes per group, and if we had a histogram where in G1 peak we had more than one peak, so we did individual analysis for that sample. Excuse me. Another parameter we took was stomata measurements, and we followed the protocol by SWORD. And this basically is applying nail polish to do an imprint in both sides of the leaves, so we can measure them under the microscope. And we took 20 samples per genotype. The chromosome count was done by the University of Georgia by Dr. Brian Schwartz, and he used apical meristem of root, and the chromosome counts were done at 1,000 magnifications under a microscope. Moving on results, this is a table, and we have germination, and then at the end we have the initial cytometry analysis. As you can see, an average of the germination rate was of 67, and out of 1,500 seeds, we only recovered 4 or 5 seedlings, and as expected, the non-treated control obtained the highest germination rate of 89. And if you move to the initial flow cytometry analysis, you can see that we identified 10 putative tetraploid San Agustin grass lines, and 7 of them comes from from one treatment that is using 0.05% of colchicine during 24 hours. So we took those 10 putative tetraploid lines and we compared them to a diploid and a tetraploid control, and we did a stomata measurement with that. And we took in consideration density and we took a length of the stomata. And we found that only the adaxial stomata length are the ones that can give us a consideration of the ploidy levels. So in the LSD means, you can see that Raleigh has the smaller stomata measurements, and Floraland has the highest, and definitely there are differences among them. But if you look at the box plots, you can see how those two lines are the ones that are comparable to those of Floraland. And at this point, we wanted to know why only those two lines if we had all of them. So we performed another flow cytometry analysis, and this is what we found. Only those two plants remain tetraploid. So we wanted to check for fertility, and we used acetocarmine because pollen in presence of this chemical turned into red if it is fertile, and this is what we got. You see, it turns into red, and there is no differences just in the size of the cells. So in the first, we had a diploid, and at the end, we have the FX10, which is a polyploid plant. Actually, it is an interploid. And in the middle, we have our putative tetraploid 13005. We were at this point that it was fertile, and we confirmed those results when it produced 33 offsprings. So we wanted to check those 33 offsprings, and we did another flow cytometry analysis. And here we found that from the 10 putative tetraploid lines that we initially found, only one remained tetraploid. And then from the 33 offsprings, we had two putative tetraploid lines. So taking in consideration this, we did another stomata measurements on these lines, and this is what we found. Lines 16001, 13005, and 16016 are comparable to those of Floraland, and not only that, they are bigger statistically than Floraland. So the next is an overview of the results, and here we have the genotypes, two controls, Raleigh diploid and Floraland, which is the polyploid. Also, we have 13005, that was the plant that performed tetraploid consistently with the flow cytometry analysis, and also we have the F1 of that plant, 16001 and 16016. Phenotypically, we found differences, but most of them were expressed by the thickness of the leaves. And if you see the flow cytometry analysis, you can see how the DNA content of the putative tetraploid lines are twice as much as it is in Raleigh, and how they are comparable to those of Floraland. If we move to the stomata structures, those pictures are taken at the same magnification. You can see how stomata for those putative lines are comparable to those of floral lung again, and you can see rarely they have smaller structures. And at the end, the most excited part was when we found the result from the chromosome count was given from the University of Georgia, and they were showing the tetraploid nature of these genotypes. So at the end, we conclude that as it was expected, even though we treat a long number of seeds, only we have a low rate of germination and seedling recovery. Also, we found one treatment that was very successfully, and we conclude that we had presence of chimeras in our initially treated plants because we think that that was what was giving us the differentiation in the flow cytometry analysis. We saw increases in the stolons of the plants. Also, we conclude that a stomata length in the adaxial part of the leaves could be a good indicator of ploidy levels, and of course, the use of colchicine as a breeder method is effective in San Agustin grass. So now that we have developed the first artificial tetraploid lines of San Agustin grass, we are, number one, testing those lines in the field to see if the cold tolerance of Raleigh has been increased, has been decreased, or it has been maintained at the same level. Also, we want to do hybridization with other polyploids, including dimidatum, and we want to attempt to produce sterile triploid lines of San Agustin grass. So, of course, this project wouldn't be possible without the support of my committee members, the lab members. Also, special thanks to Dr. Brian Schwartz for the chromosome count, and thanks to the North Carolina Crop Improvement Association and the North Carolina State Center for the financial support. That's all what I have, and if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. So the question was where I was taking the stomata data from in part of the plant. So I was looking at full developed plants, and this is important to mention that before taking those samples, we removed those plants from the greenhouses and we put it in the same environment in a chamber so they can have the same temperature, so we won't have those stomata that are closed or open, so they had to be all at the same temperature. And then we just looked the ones that are fully developed. That was the one of the main factors we took in consideration. And of course that this, they look almost the same length in the older plants. So the question is if the floralong plant in the flow cytometry analysis had the same result as the putative tetraploid lines that we had. Yeah. Is that correct? So floralong is not a tetraploid plant. It has C32, yeah. So according to the flow cytometry analysis, they are tetraploid, but we confirmed that using chromosome count, and that's why they look the same, but they are not exactly the same. That's why it is not very accurate, the data of the flow cytometry.